small ranch by the river. In the bosky, a few cows and sheep graze among the green grass of late summer and the yellow gold cottonwood trees. And as always, the mountain lies waiting, asleep though the morning is bright, till the afternoon sun is setting and paints it with fiery red light. Sandia, Sandia, as the sun's sinking low, you can see the faint glow of Sandia. And the white men ride in from the city, galloping in with their guns. Their laws let them take without pity the land from the Indians. As the gunshots ring out through the bosky, a young man comes down from the hill. As he turns toward the mountain, his eyes see his mother and father lie still. Sandia, Sandia, as the sun's sinking low, you can see the faint glow of Sandia. Horsemen ride toward him, their guns high, galloping over the sand. Shooting and shouting, he must die as he runs toward the Rio Grande. Tumbling down the arroyo, away from the setting sun. Across the river he must go to Sandia, the sacred one. Sandia, Sandia, as the sun's sinking low, you can see the pink glow of Sandia. His grandfather said in the bosky, you can live the white man's way, but just like the crow and coyote, you can hide but you cannot stay. With just one last look toward the bosky, straight up the mountain he climbs, through the rocks and the scrubs and the pine trees, leaving the horseman behind. Sandia, Sandia, as the sun's sinking low, you can see the faint glow of Sandia. Halfway up he has found it, a cave that he knew as a child. His grandfather told him about it, and as darkness falls he lies down. He dreams that the air's filled with thunder, the sky and his father are one. The rain's falling down and his mother is Sandia.